Oh, okay. I lived in Toronto. I'm accustomed to minus 20 degrees with wind chill without a sweater. So it's probably why I'm sick all the time. Anyway, the Gemara here tells over a famous story with Abtarfon. I'm not going to the sugya of Hukfulu Rov HaMitzos, but there's clearly no issue of Gezel. I'm talking about with the Bailum of Yaish. And here you have a situation where there's a Ptura Meiser, and then the Gemara tells us that one could be Nene without a problem. Came along Abtarfon in the middle of the daf. Ashkeche Ahu Gavra Bismat Shehukfulu HaMitzos Tekochil. He was eating, and he took ahead and took that which was there and put it Bisaka. Bishakli, the Amti the Mishne Ben Arad. This fellow, I'm sorry, Akhti Bisaka, the fellow who owned the area, decided this guy is obviously a Ghana. And therefore, maybe he was the Ghana who was stealing from him the whole year. That's what Gemara speaks about. So what did he do? He takes him and wants to throw him into the river. And so he had no choice. He was in a state of Sakona, Sakona Tefoshes. Omar, Oilo the Tarfon Shezer Hergo. Means he used his name, namely, in order to save himself. He used the Kesset Torah. Shama Ugabra, Shafki Barak. That fellow heard, he ran for his life. Obviously, he had cover for Tamli Chachomim, not for Ganovim, but for Tamli Chachomim, and therefore he went and let him be. Omar Abba Abba, Mishum Abchanan, Megamliel, Kol Yomar, Shaisa Tzadik, that's a Tarfon, Oyim Mitzdar, Aldo Bazeb, Yomar, Oili Shinishtamashti, Bekisr Shal Torah. Wow.
I don't understand the Baal Bais. Was he thinking that
Tarfon
is the thief?
Clearly, that's what the Rishonim right over here.
Why is he Arak?
He thought that he didn't know who he was. Obviously, he didn't identify him. And there was someone who was stealing. And he imagined that this same fellow, that now he was in the process of nabbing, in the act, that is the Ganav. So, this use of Nishtamashi Bekisra Shel Torah, I mean, obviously, Musko Risho, we don't understand the nature of this self-accusation that he leveled at himself. You were talking about not Safi Pikuach Nefesh Vadai, which is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula, even Lishtamish B'Kesef Shel Torah.
Sorry to ask you, but
Yeah.
Why is that
a Maisa
again?
Yeah, the specific situation was a situation of Yeush, and what the Gemara calls Hukpulu Rov HaMitzos. The Gemara says on top of the page, Mutu Mishum Gedo Upotim and Amaisis. And now the only question is, when Rav Tarfon came along, and obviously the Heter completely decided to also be Nene after Yeush, no act of Gezel, and then this fellow thought he was the Ghana who was stealing. The Gemara describes that apparently he was subject to thievery. You have to take the both of them. One of the one page. And thank you. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you properly. To be Meshamish Tamli Chachomim, Baruch Hashem. I have a chance to do so every Friday. Anyway, so there was a Ganav. And he somehow, the Baal Bayit, assumed that this Rav Tarfon, he's the Ganav. Clearly. And so he did not recognize him. He grabbed him, put him in a sack, and was ready to throw him to the river. And then suddenly he realized he's in a Sofi Sakona, not Sofi, Vada Sakona, and he said, Oili the Tarfon Shezeh Horgo. He quoted his own name, and he said, he's about to be killed, the fellow heard Zeh Tarfon. He quickly dropped him and ran for his life. So Rav Tarfon, his whole life, was Mitztayer, Oili Shenish Tamashti B'Kisra Shel Torah. And then the Gemara goes on to quote, Kala Mishtamash B'Kisra Shel Torah, Neka Mila Ilom. Gomer quotes a Kavuchemer from Belshazzar. This Kavuchemer needs a separate shiur. And I have what to say about it, but that's not my interest today. But the Gemara quotes a Kavuchemer. Ma Belshazzar. He was the Melech Bavel. Shenishtamish B'Klei Kodesh. That we know. They were taken, obviously, from the Beis Hamikdash, the Klishoris. Shenasu Klei Chol. But they became Klei Chol, as the Gemara explains. This is the subject of famous Bachlokes of Balabar and Ramban, but I can't discuss it right now. Somehow, once they were utilized, they become chol. That night he was killed. Okay, as I said, I'm not focused on the Kal V'Chomer right now, but simply the Gemara then goes on to say a bit later, that there were ganovim that were operating in this fellow's field. And the Gemara says, if that's the case, if they're after Yehush, what's the problem? I might see a nafshe. Gemara says, Abtarfit Oshu Godahoya, the Abdul Faisa Badamim. This is the Gemara in the 8th or 9th wide line from the beginning of the wide lines. He should have been Mephais, this person Badamim. The Gemara goes on and quotes another famous Braisa, Labas Hashem Alokecha, the Shema Bekolo, Dov Kabo, the Yomar Odom, Ekra Shiguni Chocham, Eshne Shiguni Rebbe. Why should I learn? I need the covet. They'll call me Rebbe, they'll call me Maran Harav, they'll call me Gadol Ador, they'll call me Ziknei Ador, all types of beautiful titles that they will accord to me. Ashanin She'ezokim Ve'eshev Yeshiva, that's not the proper motivation. Ela Lamad Me'ava, learn because Abbas Hashem is Sof HaKavod Lava. And then it will come, the Gemara quotes a series of psukim, and then at the end, the Gemara on the bottom, the second set of wide lines, Altasim Ator L'Zgadabem, Altasim Kodom, Lios Odebo, and again Nochamol the Kalvachemer, and the Gemara on the bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom, Gemara says over another halacha. Each one of these dinim needs separate attention. The Gemara says that the Gemara says stira between two psukim. Rabbi Rami, Ksiv the Abduchal Yoreis Hashem min Urov. Some have a different girsa min Uroi. It's talking about Ovadia and Tanakh. Ksiv Yalucha Zor v'Lopicha. Let someone else praise you. And here, Ovadia said about himself, he tells the Navi, the Abdecha, Yoris Hashem Menurav. So he praises himself, self. Congratulations. Just the one, and then the other one, one page. Uksiv Yahalucha Zar v'lopicha. So it's a stira min Eubei. First he praises himself, and then the Pasuk says that obviously one should not praise oneself. Ho be'asved yadile, be'asved lo yadile. The Gemara has a chiddush. If they know whom you are, then the Gemara says you don't have to praise yourself. They don't know who you are. You have to identify yourself so people should know that you're someone of stature. And the Gemara then says further, three lines from the bottom, Amar Rava, Sharle Tzum Rabbanu Lameima Tzum Rabbanu Nano, the person's allowed to identify himself as a Talmid Chacham. And the Gemara, in effect, then speaks about Biki Dashto, which applies to a Kohen, that's a Mishnah in Gittin, regarding, and the Gemara number Beis, Lutrach Rishon, Lavarach Rishon, Nitamon, Yafir Rishon, the Gemara seems to compare the Talmid Chacham to a Kohen. Ma Kohen Nertel Barosh, Av Talmid Chacham Nertel Barosh. Okay, this is just, we summarize the Gemaras, and now, as I said, I'm not here to say any Chidushim, but I'm simply here to summarize the issue, which is a very famous issue. I'm not going to tell you anything that you're not aware of, but this is an ongoing issue, which Ariyom Azeh, essentially, probably was impacted most by one person, Kedarko, the Rambam. Of course, the Rambam had the best and probably most greatest impact on this issue, and in many places the Rambam discusses this. So first we'll do all the Rambams. We'll try to do them quickly, if you don't mind. I can't read the entire Rambam, because that would already be the entire Shir. But let's start with page one. And Halacha Yud, the very famous. Here the Rambam speaks about in this parak, the parak of Keser Torah, and the Rambam goes on to say in Halacha Yud, the punishment at stoka. Person decides that I'm going to learn, and I have no need to work, and my panasa will come from. Let's use the term stoka. I saw two interpretations here. The pshuta shel mikra of the Rambam, stoka means stoka. Literally, I'll go around collecting, or stoka will fund my learning, or be able to provide me with panasa. So the Rambam's language, of course, here is very strong. Unreserved, unqualified, in absolute terms, the Rambam says, "Harei zechil as Hashem, zechil Hashem, ubiza as Torah, to bizayin Torah." Rambam goes further. What did you do? Kavam or hadat? You extinguish the light of the faith. Gorim ro the atzmo notachay melam haba veizmir. How in heaven's name can the Rambam speak such in such a fashion? In general, whenever the Rambam goes on a on a rampage. So many Mepharshim say that, why did the Rambam have to do so? He could have said simply, Asa. Rambam doesn't say that. That's what he should have said. He should have said that you're not supposed to, the Talmid Chacham should be self-sustaining and should not have to have recourse to any other kind of people who are going to support him, but he doesn't say that. He uses many Lashonos. Chilul Hashem, B'zayin HaTorah, Kavamar Hadas, Gorim Rola Atzmo, Notachai Melam Haba, it's clearly not ideal, that's for sure. Then he goes, but he says the word, V'isha Oso Lehanos Midivrei Torah, Bala Mazeh. What does that mean? Oso Lehanos Midivrei Torah, Bala Mazeh. He's quoting a Chazal, Kedarko, but that's not exactly the Chazal that would seem necessarily, it's not Mukhach that this Chazal supports his thesis. Already before Shemari make this Sa'ara, and Amr Chachamim, then he goes on, Kol Anen Medivrei Torah, Not L'chaim in Ha'olam, V'yod Tzivu, Al Tassim HaTorah, L'Zgadu Bahem, Lo Kardim Lach Bahem, V'yod Tzivu, Ehovi Sabalocha, Snoes HaRabanut, the Rabanut here does not mean, it means the language of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, refers to the ruling powers. Some people mistakenly think it refers to the rabbinate. My wife always tells me, the rabbinate is not a job for a Jewish boy. That's what she tells me. She's been telling me for 50 years. Anyway, that's not what it means. It means the ruling powers. That's how the Mefarshim and Pirkei Avos explained it. The Chol Torah Sheinu Mamalacha Sofa B'Teila V'Garas Ovam V'Sof Odom Zeh Sheim Alasim V'Sabrios. The Rambam says, this fellow is going to turn into a robber. A listim azuyim. And then he goes further in Halacha Yud Aleph. Ma'ilu G'dol Hila Mishu M'Spanish M'Aseh Yodov. That's the work ethic. The Rambam is very into the work ethic. By the way, the Rambam, of course, as you know, sustained himself as a doctor. Yodua. The Rambam writes in his letters, and that we know. He was also, at one point, though, the Rambam was supported by his brother, Yisachar Zvulun relationship. That's what he writes in a famous letter. Then his brother, unfortunately, he was on a ship at sea, and the ship capsized, and that was the end of, and the Rambam actually lamented the death of his brother for years. I heard that about Soloveitchik, I don't know, I don't think there's a basis in halacha for this position. I asked the Rav Nachman Zatzal about it. When the Rav, in a short period of time, lost three members of his family, including his wife, his brother, and his mother, Rav Soloveitchik was ba'avelus and said Kaddish for several years. Mazeh. So one of the Rav's makoros is that Rambam with his brother. Doesn't say there that he said Kaddish for several years, but it said he was ba'avelus for an extended period of time. Clearly for several years. May even have been the rest of his life. His brother supported him, but there's no halachic basis for that kind of reaction, response.
His brother supported him. Then why was he called the doctor?
No, that was at the very outset, the beginning.
And
once his brother was nifter, he had no choice but to become a doctor. And the Ram clearly is very into the work ethic, as he writes over here. He calls him Niz Chasinim Abishonim. Uba Zochel Lechol Kovit B'Tovah Shebolam Azeh Lelom Abba Shenema Yigi HaKavach Yisochel Ashrecha B'Tovloch Ashrecha B'Olam Azeh Tovloch Lelom Abba Shekulo Tov. Now this is very uncharacteristic of the Rambam.
Why is it Niz Chasinim? It sounds like it should be...
Correct. That Noch HaKasha. What's the Niz Chasidus? Niz Chasidus in general, the term Chasid in Chazal and in the Rambam as well refers to anyway, the reason why I'm making all these diukim, which are made by many already, it's not my chidushim, clearly the Rambam has provided himself with an, how shall we put it, with an egress. It is not an absolute kind of position that he's expressing. Clearly the Rambam subscribes to the work ethic, no doubt about it. The Kesem Mishnah here, one of the most famous Kesem Mishnahs in the entire Mishnah Torah, he actually, in the Beis Yosef, which was the same author, so he also goes to town. Here also he goes to town. What does he do? Kesem Mishnah. He brings literally every single individual in Shas who was a working person. He cites. I don't think he missed any. The Kesem Mishnah. But at the end of the day, what does the Kesem Mishnah say? I underlined it in the lower left-hand corner. Not for you probably, but for myself. Lower left-hand corner, page 2. Last 5 lines. Al-Kain Das Rabbeinu Kanir Midvar B'Pish HaMishnah Kamelon. Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't have it.
You don't have page 2?
Yeah, but
lower left hand corner of the Kesem Mishnah. It's partially with a black print, but most of it you can see. You don't see where I am?
I see it.
I feel nomar. Shein kein das Rabbeinu. That the Rambam did not necessarily agree, because then he goes on to, I didn't tell you the whole Kesem Mishnah. Half the Kesem Mishnah is telling you about all the Amoraim and Tanoim who basically work for a living. And there's a long list. And then the second part, he speaks about individuals who received compensation as Dayonim and as Rashi Yeshiva, also many, many Gemaras. And then at the end, he says, Vafil Nomad, you see what I'm reading now? Shein Kein Das Rabbeinu, Hanirim Bidvar B'Pir Shamishne Kaimelon. What that?
Seven.
Thank you. Kol makom shalacha rofefes biyancha halacha charamina. V'ra'inu kolchach meyisrael konus mad rabbeinu v'acharav noagim lito sarum. So even if the Rambam is correct, but we see that he's correct, perhaps you want to say de jure, but de facto, throughout the generations, Rabbanim, Rashi Yeshiva, Dayanim, they received compensation for what they did, and then he's trying to reconcile the Rambam. Even if we agree that the Rambam is correct, says the Kesef Mishneh Efshar, she'eskimu ken kol chachmei Yisrael mishum, e'slasas Hashem efeiru Torah Secha. We have no choice. We're b'deles breira. We're in a matzav b'di'evit. Why? She'il la'hoysa panasasa halomdim amalamdim lo yucholim. They would not have, literally, people who are learning Torah, k'roi v'aysatom mishtakachat chas v'sholom. And now that they're paid, yad the Torah v'yadir. So you see what the Kesef Mishneh does? He says, perhaps the Rambam in an ideal, optimal kind of world is correct. But in the world that we live in, de facto, facts on the ground, there's no way Torah would be able to be
sustained.
That's right.
There's completely two things here. One is begging for tzedakah. The other one is getting a parnasa.
Okay, I'm coming to that in a little while. I mean, there's a big machlokas among the Gdolei HaPoskim, let's say an Avreich who learns in the Kollel. What is the nature of that Avreich? Is that called tzedakah? Or is he actually, you would call him a sachir, a poel, someone who actually is working? And there have been many nafkaminas between the two positions. And that's also significant. It seems to be a big machloket among contemporary poskim in the last 100 years. Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, different positions are taken by different individuals, by different people. But the Rambam, what I just want to point out in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is prolix beyond belief. He is, whenever the Rambam becomes prolix, you know you have a problem. And the Rambam is also, on the one hand, he calls out, it's as if this person is being mispunished by tzedakah. That sounds like, and then he speaks of minas chasidus. But at the same time, the Rambam clearly is accentuating the work ethic. And the Rambam is also telling you how terrible it is to be nena midivrei Torah. But as I said, the language of the Rambam is, he should have just said, hare ze osu. That would have been end of the issue. No. Chilas Hashem, Bizas HaTorah, Kavamur Adas. I don't know if I should start comparing to other Rambams in Mishnah Torah. I have a whole slew of Rambams where the Rambam uses, someone just the other day asked me, on a Rambam that's quoted by the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, probably you may have been not be familiar with it, I don't know, but there's a famous Rambam, and this is an issue that I confront in my life on an ongoing basis. I have Talmidim who come from the quote-unquote modern world, whatever that means. I'm also modern. I don't understand exactly what modern world means. Modern world means that you essentially interact with people everywhere. You subscribe to making a living. In order to do that, you may have to go to college. You may have to have some secular pursuit. It also means that you can talk to anyone. Why not? You're tolerant to all kinds of people, irrespective of the kippah that they wear. You don't feel that my way or the highway. I mean, I'm just telling you what I'm surrounded with. So I have to deal with all these kinds of issues. And that's basically a modern person. That's what they call a modern person. Okay, so therefore, I'm a modern Orthodox Jew. I don't see anything wrong with that. I hope I'm Jewish. I think I'm Orthodox. I think I'm modern. Depends all relative to how you define the terminology. The reason why I say all this is because I encounter an issue every single, my entire life in the world of Chinuch. I deal with the modern world. And they start learning. Then they come across the Rambam and Mechaber. And the Rambam says, you're not allowed to essentially show any kind of affection to any one of your relatives, with the exception of your wife, your mother, your grandmother. I'm talking about a male now. And however, let's say my aunt comes, my sister comes to kiss me, my aunt comes to hug me. So the Rambam uses Lashonos that are very famous. And I can't tell you right now all the Lashonos. There are three different Lashonos. Maaseh Hedyon, Maaseh Tipshin. Well, all of a sudden, the Rambam does not say also. Does not. Our Salvation pointed this out many, many years ago. So it's clear the Rambam is not very happy about someone who engaged in this kind of activity. As I discussed with Moreno, Harabar, and Lechassin Tatsal in the late 60s, this Rambam that I came across, and with man Rav Mordechai Willig, Rav Mordechai Marukim. Anyway, I'm just telling you, so why the Rambam speak in such a fashion? He should have said also. And the answer is, we're talking about Krovim, that there's no sexual kind of attraction. And automatically, that already takes it out of the realm of Losikubilagalos Erba, with the Holy Rambam, like the Ramban. Mechaber, Rambo, Shach, that's a long discussion you're there about this topic. Okay, so whenever the Rambam does it, and he does it, unfortunately, a fair number of times in Mishnah Torah, here also, another example. And somehow you get the impression, and the Kesem Mishnah interprets the Rambam, that really, even if we agree that the Rambam in an ideal world is correct, but here, Bashetach, says the Kesem Mishnah, Eslas Hashem, Avera Torah Sala. So more or less, that's how he presents it, and we'll see, others don't agree with the Kesem Mishnah. And then I wanted to show you another, since we're doing Rambams, let me show all the Rambams first, and then we'll get to the others, I hope. The Rambam towards the end of this packet. So the Rambam has, now the most, probably the most famous of the Rambams is the one that's found in Pirshei Mishnayos. So this is on page number, let's start with 15. And we'll go for 15, 16, 17, try to do it quickly, and then go back to another Rambam. Here the Rambam says, I didn't underline it, I should have underlined it in my own copy, but not in yours, I'm sorry. The 15, the last three lines of the Rambam on top. This is a Rambam that was put out by Adam Godel in Malei Adumim. He's the one who put out Svarim on the Rambam. So he writes here, Mishim Mishtamish Bakeser, you see on top there, Yovad, Ritzon Olamah, Mishi Kachla Torah Panosa, Zui Kavanosa, B'zeh Maimer, we're talking about Udishtamish Pesoga Cholof. That's the last three words on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos and Pirkei Rishon. Someone who uses Togo, the Keser Shel Torah, Cholof will disappear. And so he writes on the bottom that B'nei Mabal Adar Chasimim, Talmud Gavar Achrin, okay, this is another Pasha. Eim Mutal Udishtamish Tam Chochem, Eim Kein Hu Tam Yidom. Now I go further. On page number 17, so here the Rambam comments on the Mishnah that's quoted by the Gemara and Nedarim here in Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says, and the Mishnah writes over here in 17, Rav Tzadok Omer, Lo Tassim HaTorah, Lo Hizgadil Bahem, Lo Kaidim Lechol Mehem, Kacha Yehla Omer, Udishtamish Besoga Cholof, O Kol Anos B'Divrei Torah, Not Al Chai, Kol Aneos B'Divrei Torah, Not Al Chai Min Olam. Now the Rambam comes and we're starting where it says, Da. Ki Zeh Kfar Omer, Al Tassim HaTorah, Kaidim Lachbar Bo, he cites the Tana of the Mishnah, By the way, just derech agav, this is for my chaver Yedid Nefesh, David Shlita. You're also David, you're also chaver Yedid Nefesh. Anyway, but Babar and Lechistin, when I became a Rav, I was a rabbi in a synagogue in the Bronx. This is in the 70s. So, and they offer what they call parsonage. I don't know if I could explain it to you. Parsonage means if you invite people to your home, you can take it off your income tax. I don't know if such a concept exists.
It still exists.
Elsewhere.
No, New York.
No, I'm talking about New York. I live in New York City. I was from New York City. And it came out to a fair amount of money. I'm talking about several thousand dollars that I removed from my income tax. I didn't have to declare it. My brother, Zachman Levach, was my accountant. He told me it's completely legal. And then I asked Rabban Lichtenstein, would he take parsonage? And he told me, B'shum Pan V'Ofen. And I asked him, why not? So I said, it's legal. I showed him the document, the tax documents that indicate the legality. I asked my brother to give me the tax documents, which he did. I showed it to Abraham Lichtenstein, and he told me that he has a suffix whether this is not under the aegis of the Ishtamish B'Soga Cholof. That's number one. If I would tell you the other things I heard from Abraham Lichtenstein, you can go out of your mind.
On that topic specifically?
On this topic. There were other types of situations. I once in a while I did a chasana, so I was paid. I wasn't paid a lot of money. Trust me, the compensation in that shul left a lot to be desired. But I would go to a chasana, b'misad kedushin. This is in the talking about in the 70s, and when I go to a chasana, so they would sometimes give me money, the parents of the chasana, because I had to go and literally not just fill out the papers, but take care of a lot of things, much more so than let's say we do here in Eretz Yisrael, where often the rabbanut does a few, here also I do a lot. And I'm Saka Kedushin relatively often, and people would give me $500. So my brother told me, up to a certain amount of money, you, in effect, don't have to declare. But beyond a certain point, I don't know, it was only not a lot of money, several thousand dollars, you have to declare your income. So I said to my brother, for $3,000-$4,000, I barely make a living as a rav in the shul. My brother didn't understand the issue. Of course you have to declare it. I go to Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, and he tells me, I ask him again, what would he do? He would declare everything, not just the amount that I'm obligated to declare, but even the first $500 he would declare. I said, why? He said, what? The Ishtamish Besoga Cholof. It was just out of control. You could appreciate it. Maybe the only one here who has appreciation of what he was. Simon, you also, based on your knowledge of him. Anyway, so, and then there were a few other examples. I can't go into all the examples.
One
second, I'm coming to that too.
Doron,
the Tamil Chacham, these are Gemaras. The Kesef Mishnah quotes them, the Tashbetz quotes them. The Rambam also alludes to it right over here in Pirshei Mishnayos. Rabban would not accept a Doron. Why would they give me a Doron? Then I said to him, what do you mean? The Gemaras, he knows the Gemaras. I didn't have to tell him the Gemaras. Trust me. And then first he tells me he has a Sofik if he's a qualified Talmud Chacham to receive a Doron. That was Sofik number one. And the Sofik number two, what? I should take a Doron because I'm a Talmud Chacham? I said the Gemara said he knows the Gemara. Trust me, better than I do, far better than I do. Okay, there's such chumras, and then I asked him, "What would your shver hold?" He said, "Do you know who my shver is? He's a brisker. He's more machmir than I am in all these areas." Rabbi Soloveitchik, unbelievable. Now I don't travel in that kind of a world. I have to be schatoya and maskevayon. But I'm just mentioning it. Okay, so I go further. Look what he writes in the beginning. I'm going to point out. Oh, Rabbi Asker. He knows about this too. Yes.
I saw in my notes this week that I asked, maybe last week,
He was Meshamish the Rav and drove the Rav. David, he drove the Rav for several years. Yeah.
So I asked him, I was in Rabbanus, and can I accept clergy discounts?
I was about to talk about that.
Right?
Rabbi Aaron said, Meshum Ponavayfen.
So the Rav said, if this is something that's given generally.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? This week's Parsha Beds and Para Yosef. You mean Paro created this whole business?
Yeah, the priest caste, if you will. Okay. I go further. But look at this first piece now that the Rama writes here. The Amma should call me.
Like you said, if the other religion, they're accepting it, so then you'll say it's not something for using Catholic.
The whole parcel is just a Catholic convention. The whole concept. It's the.
It is, I heard it comes from the Catholic world.
For the nuns.
That's right. It was for the nuns, and also, there are Catholic priests who pay no taxes whatsoever. Literally, no taxes. And it's all hidden under different kinds of subterfuges and what have you. But it's clear that, Baruch Hashem, I was zochet to have such rabbeim and such parents who were incredibly yashar. And that's where I am, and maybe I'm living in the wrong world, I don't know. Hashem put me here for a reason. Anyway, Bikitzur, so he goes further to the Rambam. He says here, look what he writes, look what he's concerned about. I mean, again, the second line. Yom Mishikol Mishiena B'zeh Ha'olam B'chvod HaTorah Shukoris Nafshom B'chai Ha'olam Abo V'helimu B'nei Odom Enem Mizu Aloshon Aguliyah. People just avoided and somehow they say in Yiddish, Machdish Kim Rissendim, pretend like I didn't see these Chazals. V'shlichu Ha'achoy Gavon, they just threw away these Chazals. V'nitlu B'pshoti Ma'amarim Shalohi Binun. They thought they can somehow rely on different mamorim that they didn't understand. Ani avorim ve'etilu lem chukim al hayichidim al hakehilos v'yosu v'satimuniyim atoraniyim v'chok mechasim heviu b'nei adam lizbor shtut gemura shetzorach u'mechuyam. There's an obligation lazor l'chachomim v'latalminim v'lanoshim v'oskim b'tera b'terasin u'nusam. We're obligated to support people of Abrechim. We're obligated to support talmidei chachomim. We're obligated to support yeshivas. V'chol zeh ta'ut. Unbelievable. What a statement. It's all an error.
Over.
Namely?
He says that people show up.
Okay, say that.
Fine.
Nachon, ani maskim. You see, he's going to qualify the bid later. Ein batora ma she'am yisol sa v'lo regal she'ishoen ole b'shum ponim. V'i she'onu na'im etodos chacham zichon levocha lo nimtza etzlam. When you look at the chachmi chazal, you don't find lo atolos chomos amnei adam v'lo kibitz mamala yeshivas amin romas v'anich malos. Kind of rare they had yeshivas in Surah and Pompadisa. There were yeshivas. In Me'agonim, there were yeshivas. And we don't find this.
We see in Shas that there
were. Don't worry. They
collect stock at the
yeshivas. The Mishnah quotes every Gemara imaginable. The Tashbetz has 5 pages. He didn't miss a Gemara. Trust me, he didn't miss a Gemara, Rabbi Asker. You'll see if you have a chance to look at it. No, it's all right. It's for Seder Gemara. Below the Russian Guyos, below the Zayedim, below the Mabitzi Torah, below the Echim Ramunim, below the Shah Anoshim, Ela. So what's the situation, says the Rambam? Nimsa ki loseim kulam yeshmev oni betachlis. You have sometimes people who are impoverished, who are destitute. Voshi rav hamam betachlis, another very wealthy person, a tycoon. V'chalil Hashem sheyom Hashem lo yugom l'chesem v'lo zeh tzedakah. Of course they were bali tzedakah. Of course they did chesed. Elo zeh ha'oni ilu pashad yodo lo kachas. So this oni, he was in need. So the Rambam says, oh, you mamalim beso, zohan bagolios. They would ply him with every possible whatever he needs, whatever his tzrochim are. Abahu lo yosekei. Elam establi b'malacha sheispares b'mena. But he, the ani, what would he do? He would try to find some parnasa to eke out some meager existence. Sheispares b'mena. Ben b'revach ben b'dochak. Ubaz l'mashe b'dei b'nei adam. Hol v'atara v'manatum yizeh. If he's a upstanding kind of ani, so this is what he would do, said the Rambam. Ukvaya data kihil azokin ha'echotev. Chotiv Eitzim, Lomid Shmai Vatalion, Bubitachas Anius, Umaloso, Aki Talmido him Ashahush to the Moshe of Yeshua. That's the Gemara in Sukkah. Ah, his Talmina compared to, literally, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Binun, Bekot and Talmido of Yechem Metzakai, Velo Yisupa Gabadash, Yelo Yamaskim, Kabin Nedor, Velo Yamanichim Asol Achtov Eitzim. Doesn't make any sense. Had they agreed, correct? Ilo Hoyamaskim. Had he agreed to be Mekabin Nedor, they would let him be a woodchopper. The Chanina ben Dosa should call Korealov, the Gemara, they're also famous Gemara in Brachis, call Olam Kula and Niza and the Bishop Hananya, Hananya ben Yidai, Kav Charubim, Yashab, Zeh, Shabbos, Lobigish Neodam, he lived on a Kav Charubim, what I call the boxer of Tu B'Shvat. I used to have break my teeth on when I was in third grade. That's what they give us, Rabbi Munitz. Boxer, to break your teeth on, in Chutzlaritz. So we should have some connection to Eretz Yisrael. The Karna, also this famous Gemara in Ksuvis, Dayan, Bechol Eretz Yisrael, page 18, Voya Mashke Sodos. It's not that Klal Yisrael were people who were cruel, but people were not going with chesed. We don't find people castigating others who don't support them, which is what we find today. The Rambam is speaking about is Maneinu Anu, what goes on today. Chalil Hashem. Elohim ba'atzmah yuchasidim. Ma'amin ba'emes la'atzmah. Ma'amin ba'ashem ba'teras Moshe. Ashebo ha'schiyo bolam abom. Lo yatiru la'atzmah ze. V'yizbu shuchil la'ashem etzal ha'amon. V'yishem yachshu ha'atoru l'mlocha. Menam lochas ha'ashem ispanasim ha'am. V'yitizbaze etzlam. V'yose ze edvar ha'ashem bozo. V'yomnam tohu se'il ha'am disgabim k'negon ha'am israel ha'ashon ha'am f'roshim. Those that go ahead and mistakenly take money from the kichas mom, but the other bits of them al korchan, heina masiyos hashiim tzu b'talmud b'anoshim b'alimumim b'guf hosein. You know those who take? Those on the dole? Those that literally do not have the capacity to work. Those people that are either impoverished, those people that, God forbid, are physically challenged, handicapped, oskon skenim b'babayomim, elderly people, atchaluyuch lasu malocha, shein tachbulu lehem el lakach, they have no choice. V'imlo, ma yasu hayomusu? Should they die? Zelo tzivsa Torah. The ato timsa amaisa sheviyu barayim yamoro. Oysekon yasochem imerchot avilachma. What we sing every Friday night in Mishnah. Gemara Mabitzi is quoting now. The balmum lo yuchal asu malocha. Abim na yicholes. If someone has the capacity to work. Lo imtsiya ha-Torah bezed derech. Rabbi Yosef ala vasholom ha-yonei se'etzin. Ve'omer. Do lo malocha shem chamem zbalea. This one of Rav Lichtenstein's favorite Gemaras. He spoke about the work ethic many, many times. And he quoted the Gemara quite often. It's also, as I said, very beautiful Gemara in Gittin. Ritzon Olama Shabbos Yidias Evarab Yechubad Mishkabam B'Maso Eitz Hakovid Hayem Mischam Yigufa Bal Savei Hayem Mishabeh Zeh B'Savech Bom Libo Tov B'Matat Chelko B'Glav Masher Etzom B'Matat Havistapkos. He lived in very little. Ukvar Shematim Haniftim. What a lashon that the Rambam uses over here. On the bottom he says Hamit Patim Hamashlim Et Atzmam, or he quotes from the Rashi Meshugaim. That's a mistake. He writes in the Arabic. Anyway, these people, Nidlim the Amam, they quote other Gemaras. There are plenty of Gemaras to quote. Here, Gemara Brachis, Horotza Lehanos, Yehana Ki Alisha, Shalom Lehanos, Al Yehana, Kishmul HaRamasi, the Nov, Yizeno Domo, the Zeklam. Yomam, the Etzli, Siluf, Nimisha, maybe Rai, Mimeno. It's a distortion. Vum, Vuar, Vim, Bam, Akom, the Taud. Kain Alisha. Lo Yam, Kabel, Mamam, Le Adam, Koshkin, Shalom, Atil, Lehem, Chagam, Chukim, Chalul, Hashem, Yizeh. The Omnam, Hayam, Kabel, Akib, Bilvad. What did he permit people to do? The Isha Shunamit, who provided him with lodging, if you remember. Yes, you can be a guest at someone's home. And then he goes on further on page 19. I'm just trying to do this quickly because now he gets to the Avtarfon story. The Gemara Nedarim, Asama Beis. And why should I be marich? And he asked Rav Maisa, she has brought up a Talmud. Now he quotes this Gemara Rav Tafet. But Misakish Yasek Yitzono, Hoy Yisrael Okerem, Hoy Yibob Mo Ganavim, V'chol Asher Pogdo B'chol Yom, Hoy Yomotzi Anov Mitmad V'chaserim, he sees that his wares are diminishing. V'lo Yolo Sovi, She Ishmin Agadom, Somo Matara, someone made him, apparently his object, his interest. V'lo Yomotzi Anov, Tamid Kolim Anovim, Ad Shebatzar Meno Shebatzar, U'shtocho Ad Asher Yavesh, V'asor Atzimukim, ומדרך בני אדם שכאשר יעשו הפירות המיובשים, יבלו גרגרים מן התאנים והצימוקים, מותו לאוכלם, הם הפקר, אנחנו כבר הניחים לבעל נמיותו, ובא רב טרפן, רב טרפן קיים קואינסידנטי, במיקר יום אחד לזה הקרם, יושב המלאכים מן הצימוקים מנופים באוכלם, בא בעל הקרם וחשב שזהו אשר יגנו ממנו כל השנה, ולהם הכירו, אבל שם השמו, מי יהיה עליו ותפסו, וסגר עליו ושמו בשק, ורוץ עמו על גבו להשריך ובנוער, אז גם נקל. וכאשר רב טרפן עצמו עובד, צועק, אוי לו לטרפן שזה הורגו. וכאשר שום הזה בעל הכרם, הניחו וברח, לידו כי חתך חית גודל. הניחו וברח, he left him, and he ran for his life, לידו כי חתך חית גודל. What chet did he commit? He was about to kill someone. That's only a chet. והיה רב טרפן בשבס יומיו, the rest of his life, מיותו היום דואב ומדיל על מה שאירה לו. Look what happened, בהציל נשו בכל התורה. והוא היה בעל מומן, he was a wealthy person, רב טרפן. What the Gemara says, you don't have to go and identify himself in order to save himself with the Keset Torah. He quotes another Gemara in the first parak that he opened up Otsu Schid the Mishnas Oven. He made a Tanai in order to be able to be sustained. You have to be a Talmud Chacham. Bar Rav Yonasan ben Amram, the Amr Lefanav, he disguised himself in a Makiro, Panaseini. Amr Lebezim Adrega Tobelim, what are you holding? So he said, Panaseini ki Kelev Echorev, he's a Talmud of Rebbe. But so alone, I feel any Chachma. Moshe Refanis Hashem, Chaya Tmeya, Vov Tmeya, Panaseini, like the Gemara at the end of Kedushin. Shein Amaritz Pochum Mehem, Nasano, Shuv Hisuchari Lachagach Hashepito Bidvarav, he says, "Oi, shenena amaritz min chassai." That's what Rebbe said. Abiyah nasi. Amulo, also my shiodiyam. No, maybe it was your Talmud. Yonatan ben Amram, sheena rotsel hands bechavad Torah. So he came in disguise. The chokav matzah davakein shnei amaisim yashtigu kolchel b'zayinim. So therefore, at the end, he writes now, bottom of 19 and 20. What's the heter? The heter is the following: you want to go ahead and provide the Talmud Chacham with business opportunities, with investment opportunities, with the ability to go ahead and sustain himself, but he's going to do so based on a work ethic concept. That for sure, on the contrary. That's how he interprets the Gemara's Matu Malai, the Kis Tamini Chachomim. V'shetimachas Svarasun Tchila L'mashe Yimachir. Give them first dibs, the first opportunity. And that is something which is appropriate. Just as the Torah has given Matas Kehuna to the Kohanim, to the Levim. And then he writes on the bottom, and going on to the next page, he said, that's why the Torah patters Talmid Chacham from all kinds of misim, from taxes. This also I discussed with Avichai Chassidim as well, about paying taxes. Are there any taxes that are, and this is what I mentioned earlier, the Catholic Church, every possible loophole they are on top of, and that's why many of them don't pay taxes at all. Talking about churches and Catholic priests, I grew up in the Bronx next to a Catholic church, Mamish next door. Having the priest used to talk to me about Judaism until my father got wind of it, and he thought I was going to become a Chalal Lassan, a priest, along the way, because we discussed, and because of that priest, I read New Testament, all kinds of things I did. We had ongoing conversations. Anyway, he speaks of different types of misim, and then he writes on the fourth line, Kvahor Bezer Abano Yisim Alevi Zatzal, named the Rimigash. Rimigash is the Rambam's Rebbe, a person in Andalusia. This person had, this is, as points out the Ha'ar in the bottom, Muslim Spain, Shailo Gano de Krumim, that he was obligated, Elof Dinmim, Behor the Potom, Yamas, Yisro Tam Chochem, Abi Shashem, Amasu, Afil Anish, Behudim, Din Torah, that's what the Torah does, Patasim. Okay, so I want to show you one more Rambam, which is the Rambam that I gave you on the separate page, that, and just also a very famous Rambam, and then we're going to try to see if in the next half hour I can more or less try to ask a question and then try to come to resolution. In the Halacha Yudches, at the end of Matas Aniyim, Le'olam Yitchok Adam Atzma V'Yizgalgal B'Tzar V'Yistarach Labrios V'Yashrech Atzma Al HaTzibur. One should never become a ward of the Tzibur. That's the single page Allah Yitches. The Chain Tzilu Chacham Masi Shabbat Chachom at the Starach Labrios.
Which staff are we on?
The single page. Allah Yitches. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, before I came, the year before I came, so I was in 93. I came here in 94. So 93, I went to speak to Avshalom Zalman Auerbach, and I told him I want to become a Ram. So he told me that Kol Echad Rotzei Liyot Ram Yachad Meyeshivot. That's what everyone wants to do. But I said, let's say I don't become a Ram. Should I still come to Eretz Yisrael? What should I do? I want to come. So he said, he thinks that I should come, but only if I can have Parnasa. And then he quoted me the Gemara. I say Shabbat Chachol about the Star Chabriot. Shod Nevel De Meshuka. He quoted me that Gemara. Avshalom Zalman. And then he thought I didn't understand it because he spoke to me in Yiddish. So I understand Yiddish. I understood exactly what he told me. And then he said, I don't speak English, so I can't really communicate with you, but maybe I'll speak to you in Hebrew, in simple Hebrew, so perhaps you'll understand what I'm saying. And then he told me, and I couldn't believe he knew this word. Work! He heard the word work. You have to go to work. That's what he said to me. You want to live in Eretz Yisrael? That's the most beautiful thing in the world. Nothing wrong with working. And then he proceeds to quote me literally, a litany, the Kesem Mishka quotes, of Mamre Chazal about working. And then he asked me, whom I learned with? I told him, Rav Soloveitchik. And then he said, whom else? Maybe, I don't know Rav Soloveitchik, he told me. I only know some of his writings, Chidushim. So I told him, Rav Baron Lichtenstein. And right away, he got all excited. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says, Ani me'akir oto, zeh yedid sheli. Yedid sheli. By the way, I was once there with him. Rav Baron came. He stood up, Mela Omdo. He was not a youngster. He was an older person. Rabban considered him to be his Rebbe and go to Lador and everything else. Anyway, I never told you this, Simon. It's another part of this. A year before I arrived in Eretz Yisrael. So he told me this. I say Shabbat Chachol, Rav Tzadach Labrio. He said, I hope you become a Ram somewhere. He said, it'll be wonderful. And thank God I did, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so I continue. He's a Chacham, Mechubat, and Hey Ani. He becomes impoverished. Yes, and boomness. I feel the moment new man uvelev lo yistach labriot. Muta livshot or behemoth nevelos. Lo yom alam chochem gobel ani koin ani panasuni. Kach tzivu chachamim. What a language of the Rambam. Doli achacham hoyu mehem chot ve'etzim shavim mayim etc. etc. Lo kiblu. And they didn't receive any handouts. And then halacha yitess. Okay, yitess about you, someone who's going to be a bit of a Rachman al-Litzan. Someone who's not honest. Someone who's dishonest. So you see...
That's the recurring theme of the Rambam again.
Correct. That's correct. 100%. 100%. Let me just, for the sake of being provocative and trying to understand the Rambam Shita, turn to page 21. This is the kasha that everyone asks from the Rambam Shmita V'Yovel. And the question is, what does the Rambam mean over here? The last Rambam Shmita V'Yovel. Also, I heard from my Rabbeim in the course of years, including... our Rebbe, Rabban Lechazin Tatzal, also in this Rambam, and I'll tell you, he had some interesting chedushim. So here the Rambam writes, "Lo shevi Levi b'levad." The Rambam is talking about why was Levi not zocha in a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is because there, avoda is avodas Hashem. That's what the psukim say. And the Rambam quotes psukim Yoram Shuzach of Yaakov, Saros of Yisrael, and therefore they're not involved in war, and they're not zocha to any kind of nachla. They are the chel Hashem. This is a very famous Rambam that Chabad is often citing this Rambam. The Rav Shrevi is Zatzal is to quote this Rambam quite often. Halacha Yigimel. Lo shebelevi belvad, ela kol ish v'ish mikol bod eilom, asher nod barucho, vehevino mado libodo, lama lefne Hashem l'shosu, l'ovdo l'deas Hashem, v'alach yosha, v'mosh osu elokim, v'park me'al tzavar, v'ol cheshbon asarabim, asher bikshu b'nei Adam, harizin is kadosh kadosh kadoshim, vi Hashem chelko nachlas al olam olam, v'izikal al olam azeh, dar hamas v'glom, Moshe Zika Lakonim Lavim, Haridovin Omer, Hashem Menos Chelki Mikosi, Ato Tomich Goroli. So the Rambam speaks about that anyone can apparently take on the role of Shevet Levi and devote his life to Torah Vavoda and can be so much on Hashem that he's going to provide him Dovra Amaspik Lokim Lakonim Lavim. So Rabbi Laron Lichtenstein first noted, Kol Ishrish Mikol Boi Holam. Who is that referred to? He said, even non-Jews. That's how he said pshat in the Rambam. I heard this in the 60s. He said pshat in the Rambam. I think it's a pashat pshat in the Rambam. But what I'm trying to say is that the Chora, this Rambam, is so sir, everything else that we saw.
Not necessarily.
Okay, that's what I only said to be provocative. And if I want an answer, I want to hear what you have to say. What's the answer?
He didn't say anything about people with tarnish. He said, if Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, great.
The Radvaz, you saw the Radvaz here, you can't see it, it's a little side print, but the Radvaz writes to Miyashi, he sees a stira, and the Radvaz and Miyashi the stira by saying, he writes, V'yiskalo, bolam azeh davar maspiglo, shakadosh baruch hu, yiskalo l'harviach ba'olam davar maspiglo, v'lo shiyashi chatzmo al hatzibur. He's not going to be, that's what you're saying. Good, that's what the Radvaz says. Not that he's a, there's no stira. He's not going to be a ward of the Tzibur, but simply Hashem will give him, will provide him with some, correct, with some work opportunity. But there's also something else in the Rambam that's critical as well. We're talking about a person, one second, she'porak me'al tzavara ol cheshbonos harabim she'bikshu b'nei adam. How do you translate that? So that already is a subject of a lot of discussion. What does Rambam mean? Who's he talking about? Someone who lives very simply, very frugally, is that what the Rambam, an ascetic kind of existence? Someone who doesn't pursue materialism, so many different shots in the Rambam, it's so unclear. What?
Austere.
Austere, correct, an austere kind of lifestyle. Now, the problem is, there's a difficulty with the Radvaz, with Dr. Mezenkis, what you're suggesting. Even though it could very well be there's no austere, I don't think there's a austere either. I think this Rambam is completely different than all the other Rambams that we spoke about. I think the Radvaz is correct. He doesn't need my Haskama, but I'm just saying that we're not talking about someone who becomes a ward of the Tibur. Definitely not. But someone that Hashem will provide him with some sort of work opportunity that he'll be able to sustain himself. Now, the problem is that it's not... One second. Oh! That's the difficulty with this Radvaz. The Rambam writes, Kamosh Hezikah, the Kohen Belvim. What do you mean? What is the nature of that analogy? They are Mekabu Matas Kehuna and Matas Leviya. They don't have to go and be Mitasek and be obeyed in order to Mavir Te Panosa.
They don't have obligations to do it anyway?
He says, the Rambam, that Hashem will be mezakim like he was mezakim kohanim and levim. So you have to say zerak dimayon ba'alma. It's not to be taken literally. Ram is using simply some sort of a contrast that he found. And echanami Hashem provides them with their panasa. It'll be zerak to panasa b'rach v'kavam. The problem is the tashbetz. Now the tashbetz has I xerox the whole tashbetz, so you can hold on to these papers. I don't know if you have a copy of the tashbetz. You probably have access to it on all your Googles. I have the Sefer. I have the Sefer for two reasons, because he has three or four famous tshuvas, and I bought it many years ago. Page 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I think all the way to 12. So I spent the whole week reading this tashbetz. This tashbetz is a famous tashbetz to me. This fellow was a, how shall I describe him? Monumental Baki. He's not a Gemara. In Shas, Bavi, Yerushalmi, or anything else he doesn't know. And he's very marich, and essentially he comes out, in each, I'll just more or less summarize each page. What? Rav Shimshon ben Tzemach Duran was in Spain, the days of the Rishon. So, on page number 7, I'm summarizing each tshuva. Here he goes through a lengthy, lengthy discussion of all the people who worked for a living in the days of Chazal, Amorayim, and Tanoim. On page number 8, he has a essentially an indication that we should appoint people to be Rosh Yeshiva in order that they should be given parnasa b'kavod. What's the basis for that? Because the Gemara says about Kohanim, it says Kohen Hagadol Me'echav, says the Chazal, Gadol Mishalachav, says Rashi. We have to make them into Ashirim, make the Kohanim into wealthy people in order that they should be respected. That's what Rashi writes, and he says the same thing applies to Talmidei Chacham. We'll take all these people who are working as bricklayers, chotei beitzim, people who are woodchoppers, and what should we do? Make them to Rosh Yeshiva, and then make them into Ashirim. That's what the Tashbetz, this whole page here, page number 8. And then on page number 9, left-hand side, he speaks on Kuf Mem Gimbal, about the tour from taxes. They don't have to pay any taxes. On Kuf Mem Dalet, he goes on, and he says, in effect, if you support a Torah scholar, it's similar to Yisachar Zvulun. That's what goes on to Yisachar Zvulun. Mahalach, that's on page number 9. And Kuf Mem Hei, which is, he has 5 tzadim. Each one is a different tzad. On page number 9 and number 10, he goes into, okay, but you have to be a Talmud Chacham. And then he decides, what is the Talmud Chacham? Oh, wow. After he's finished, I don't know any Talmud Chacham that are left in the world, etc., etc. And then a number towards the bottom of Nun Gimel, he deals with the Rambam. He says, the Rambam, you can Kuf Mem Zayin. In the fourth line, he meets Hanira, who hifriz al midosa. The Rambam exaggerated. There's a lot of exaggeration. And the whole thing, the next page, 11, 10, 11, is all citations to the Rambam. And of course, what's his maskana on page number 12? Guess what his maskana is. That he writes at one point that even Bevadai, Midas Chasidus Lehanos Begia Kappa, of course, it's an ideal world if you're netted from the work that you do. And you should try not to have any recourse to anybody else. However, he writes, Kasher Ein Biyad Ha'odom Lasos Kein, if you're not able to do it, which is a situation apparently even in his days, there's nothing wrong with being Nenem and Hatzdaka, Amanas Leishib Olo Shotara. That's his bottom line, that you're allowed to receive compensation in order to be able to continue learning. Now, what's fascinating, I was a bit thunderstruck that he quotes everything imaginable, except for one of the most famous Mishnayos in Kedusha on page 13. He does not quote. I wasn't sure why he didn't quote this Gemara. I know one or two Gemaras. He knows everything. And there's nothing he missed here. I'm not joking. There's a famous Gemara of Noroi in the middle of page 13. Pei Bezim and Alf in Kedusha. It's the last Mishnah in Kedusha. Of Noroi Omer, Meiniach Ani Kolum Neshebaolam, Meinem Alamin Es Bini La Torah. That's a famous comment that you see a person can go ahead and literally not become involved in the study of Torah, but just essentially sit and learn and not become involved in any umnis. And the problem, of course, is that this is against the position of Rameir, which is on the third wide line. Rameir omer l'olam yilamid odom is b'no umnis akiyah v'kala v'yispalo l'mi sh'oshem al'chazim shalom. Ein umnis shem b'aniyas v'ashiris shalom aniyas b'no umnis ashiris b'no umnis hakol v'yishuso. So what does Rameir say? You got to teach your... you teach your children some sort of panasa. What is the problem with this comment of Rav Meir? And the Gemara in Erevin 14, Rav Noroi is Rav Meir. So we have a stira, minei ubei. Here Rav Noroi says, I'm only going to teach Torah. And then on page 14, the Gemara in Erevin, Yugimel, Rav Noroi is identified as being Rav Meir. Why is he called Rav Meir? Shu Meir eini chacham ba'alocha, nehoroi, Meir eini chacham ba'alocha. The Mishabur es is kasha in the bir alocha, and the Briskolov es is kasha in the Be'er Shal HaTorah. And their answer is the following. And this, I believe, is literally halacha lemaisa. Says the Mishnah Brura, and then the Briskov is Marchiv, Esaiiriyah. The position of Noroi is only for Yechidei Sgula, only for individuals. Individuals that clearly have the capacity and the ability to sit and learn Torah, Kol Yom, Kol Laila. So there's no question. And they, Mishnah Brura claims, this is Pshat Rambam, Shmita V'Yovel. That's the Rambam, what he's talking about over there, Yugimli Yugimli. He's speaking about that kind of individual, Yechidei. But Rov, Klal Yisrael, said Mishnah Brura, and Briskov, who should they hold like? And the Machlokes of Yishmael, and Rav Shimon Yechoi, and the Gemara Brachas, that actually you and I learned together, and that's Lamed Hei, where Hanik Ben Minah De'acheretz. Oh no, Rav Shimon Yechoi says, Efsha Adam Chavish Peshas Chavisha, Zorim Peshas Zriya, Torah Matei Alea, what's going to be with Torah? So how do we paskin? The Gemara says over there, Harbi Asuk Rav Shimon Yechoi, but also the Adam. They weren't Matzliach. So Briskov quotes that Gemara, Mishnah Brura also quotes it, and they more or less quote the same Gemara, come to the same Maskana, that Rambam Mishmitu Yovel for Yechidei Sgula. Someone who wants it, Rav Noroi, Yechidei Sgula. But the bulk of the people in the Klal Yisrael have to work for a living, have to make a living. Work ethic, that seems to be the psak of the Mishnah Brura, psak of the Briskov. So I'm wondering why the Tashbetz, who quotes every imaginable Gemara, does not quote the Mishnah Mifureshet in Masech Kedushin, Rav Noroi Omer. Meniach ani kolum nishabolam, vein ani malam es b'ni ala Torah. You see that a person doesn't have to be osek b'umnas. And Rav Meir, as I said, who happens to be Rav Noroi, he argues, etc., etc. So there's clearly an obligation to teach one's child umnas kalav nekiyah. I don't know if there exists such an umnas. I don't know exactly where that is, that umnas kalav nekiyah. But whatever it may be, what was that?
Wasn't
referring
to tailorship?
The Gemara speaks about that over there. That's what they had. That's B'mei Chazal. But I'm talking about today. What's called Umnas Tekiyah V'Kala? What, being a lawyer? Being a doctor? Being a dentist? I don't know. I'm just asking. An accountant? I don't know what the Umnas Tekiyah V'Kala is. So I'm just indicating that I think what the resolution of Mishnah Brura and Briskov is the correct resolution to this whole issue. But as I said, even the Kesem Mishnah, who's trying to desperately explain the positions of those who argue on the Rambam, and at the end he writes that if the Rambam would be maskim, I didn't read that part of the Kesem Mishnah, you have to read it carefully, but he writes at the end of the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam would be maskim. Let's say a person doesn't have the ability for parnasa, then the Rambam would be maskim mutter the Spanish man stucco. We saw the Rambam in the Pirshim Mishnayos and Avos, if someone is sickly, or someone is old, or someone is incapacitated, then certainly, but the Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam would be maskim even if someone does not fall into any of those categories. But he's simply not capable of finding panasa. Then such a person could be mispanes minat stucco. So this issue is, as I said, an ongoing issue, but I want to show you now the Ramah in Yerodeah. I also Xerox that. Look at what Ramah does with this halacha in page number 4. It's good to read this entire Ramah. In the Reshma above, so the Torah actually quotes the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef obviously follows the position of the Kesef Mishnah, comes the Ramah, quotes the Torah and the Rambam, and is going to write Yesh Cholkim, and Kach Nagu v'chol Tzvutzis Yisrael, but all kinds of hedging his bets. Look at the way the Ramah writes. This is classic Ramah. Lo yachshav, I mean, we should read first Chaval, which is the basic din. Ein de return miskaimim misha misratza asma aleim v'lo belomdim mitoch idun. Okay, fine. The person has to devote himself, do so, learn Torah assiduously. Fine. Says the Ramah, hago. V'lo yachshav ha'odam lasuk v'torah v'liknot osher v'kovo im halimud. Misha ma'aleh machshav azo v'libo in azog l'kisr shal Torah. Ela, yaseh Torah sol keva v'malach t'arayim. You know what the Rambam says. 3 hours of work, 9 hours of learning. I'm sure that's what all of you do. 3 hours of work and 9 hours of learning. I'm just being a little cute. Then he goes further. He has to find some way to subsist. Of course, that he needs basic work in order to be able to subsist. The rest of the time, he should devote to study of Torah. The work ethic. That is the great milo. Not because the Rambam. Someone who decides to learn. Again, no qualification. It applies only to a healthy person. As the Rambam said, then he writes Yeshomim. He is the Rambam finally, after he's coming down. Yeshomim feel the bavari mutar, even a healthy person. They provide him with a salary. In order that he should not to be osik ben melacha b'fnei abriya b'izbaz ha'atorah b'fnei amon b'davka chacham ha'atorah l'zeh abel osher osim. Someone's wealthy, independently wealthy, he's not allowed to be on the dole, be on the take. The yesh mekil mod omar goes further. Mutar l'chacham l'tamidu l'kabel hasfakob ben anosim k'del asim k'delom l'torah sh'aydei zeh yachol l'asab l'torah b'revach. Someone who has is free of worries, free of anxiety. What?
The chacham and his talmidim.
I'm sorry?
The Talmidim also.
Correct. And the Talmidim, 100%. Thank you. And he goes further. Mikom kam mishi efshol dipani seitei masi yod alas v'katora midat chasidut umatat elokim hi. Ach ein zeh midat kol odom I efshol kol odom, 3 lines on the bottom. I efshol kol odom alas v'katora ulachim ba udispani ba'atzmo. It's not possible for many people to reach this level of panosa and to learn Torah. Chol zeh d'shori hanishanotel pras melat zibur or aspaka kvua, whatever stipend is given. I will ain't low the kabel darona ben abriot, but these kinds of matanot, that not. What I mean in kala maybe daron tamuchachum kilamakim bikurim, a gemara, haino bidora bidoronot tanim. What's called daronot tanim? Only small kinds of presents. Shein derech ben adam lavi daron katan la adam chashuv, avi la maritz. V'shor the tamuchachum lemita midi meharaso, he's allowed to, let's say he's a dayan, he's allowed to take compensation. Because he has to spend a lot of time, obviously, devoted to and analyzing the specific din and going through the halacha. A large matana will not be permissible. It doesn't really explain what a large matana is, what a small matana is. Could be it's relative to the times. Okay, that's a separate discussion now. What the Gemara said, Tamachon can identify himself as a Tamachon in a place where people don't know whom he is, as we saw in the Gemara. There's a shach here that there's a lengthy shach in Chaf. You look in the Chaf in the shach on page 4. So the shach is quotes a Kesem Mishnah, who obviously cites the Rambam, and he quotes a Bach. And again, there, as I said, and then he writes on the second wide line. See where it says, Achrei Aldi Hashem Otsan was called Zos, Ef Shalomam, Shekavanos Rabbeinu Kanu, She'en Lodom, Lifrok Ol Malacha Me'olav, Yidei Litpanos Ben Abriya Kedei Gilmog. One should not shirk the possibility of working. Avil Yilmod Malacha HaMefaneset Oso, V'yim Taspikenu Muta, V'lo Taspikenu, then Yitol Haspakato Me'atzibur. Again, if he doesn't have the wherewithal to find a Malacha that will sustain him, then he can take compensation from the Tzibur. The Ein the kachlum, it's not a problem.
What does that mean? It's not a problem if you can't find a job to get from the Tzibur.
Correct. That's what he says. V'afilu nomar she'en kein das harambam, el kanir midvar b'fir shamishna, kaimel kol mokum shalach v'fer b'yodcha, halacha charamina. V'ra'in kol chach mi'yisrael, this is the Kesem Mishnah talking. We see, kol chach mi'yisrael, kodin zman aveinu v'achorav, no'agin lito skar mi'atzibur, v'gam kino de shalach v'divir aveinu b'fir shamishnah, Efshar sheheskimu ken kolchach meador. This is the Kesem Mishnah talking. Mishum es las Hashem v'firat Torah secha. Sheilu lo yu panasat amalomdim amalavnim mitzuya. Lo yichol nidu haTorah karoi. Mishum es haTorah mishtakachet chas v'sholom. V'yosu mitzuya yuchol asog v'yag the Torah v'yadir. And quotes from Hashal. Also, again, in terms of the same issue that the Torah would be lost rachmanu litzan because not everyone has the ability to make panasa. And furthermore, he says that the old and Yomi Mishu Bal Yeshiva or Mabit Sor Rabim, Bitzok Itim Kuim Chulokim, Chetzalo, Chetzalachem, Yershal Shalach Mevesog, and Vamitza, Obam Vyodom, Lekam Machem. It goes further, the Shach. Let's say someone has a Yeshiva, and obviously he's devoted to the Yeshiva, and there's no way he can go ahead and engage in some sort of Parnasa, and in effect, the Yeshiva should succeed at the ideal kind of level, unless he is on the receiving end from others who help him or assist him. So then the Halacha is that he would be allowed to do so. If he has enough money, he has money put away. So obviously, under those circumstances, he should not be the recipient of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein told me, we pass like the Shach. Laloch. And he said, this is the accepted norm, and more or less it's based on the Kesem Mishnah, but it's clear there are many qualifications here. And if someone, and I know many times, I wanted to share with you one other bi halacha, and then I have to stop on page number 6. Also very famous Bi'alocha in the Resh Lamed Aleph. It's a very interesting siman in general. It's also based on the Rambam. Whatever a person does should be done the Shem Shabayim. And b'chol d'vachecha do'eyu, when you eat, when you drink, b'chulu b'chulu. So here the Bi'alocha quotes from the Tshuva Dvar Shmuel the following question. You see where I'm reading? Ezoi derech yishara she'evolah ha'adam. Im lasuk b'atora u'laharba g'vula b'talmidim kol yimei ha'shavua. Should I have a yeshiva? I have many talmidim, but obviously I have to be supported by others. Oh, lehana b'yigia kapa b'malachan dikia koli me'ashavua. Not have a yeshiva. Work for a living. And on Shabbos learn. A legitimate question. And now you can skip the next 10 lines and go to where he gives the answer. He quotes the main part of the tshuva and he writes, achanir laniyu dati. See how I'm reading? Shafil harambam yaskin banido lidan lahatim. This person, there's no way he can survive without somehow being supported by others. That's the Gemara in Ksubis and the Shnei Dining Zeros. But Rambam brings it, he's quoting the Rambam now. Magi Yisroim Shibushalayim. What do you want to be a purist? And you should not receive any kind of support from anyone because you're a purist, and as a result, the individual, in effect, has to work and has to do all kinds of things and not able to learn Torah, and that could lead to many, many mishalot. So here he said basically la'alocha that like many achronim, we don't pass like the Rambam, against the Rambam. But what is the meaning of ha'olam? Mefarnesim lom de Torah, and I didn't Xerox for you, but I Xerox myself, Yerach HaShulchan. Yerach HaShulchan writes in Yerodeh also in Resh Mem Vav, a long arichas over here. He says that if a kehila, I know many kehilot where Rabbanim, Nachum Rabinovitz, Zechatzag de Bracha, the Rashi of Malei Adumim, before that he was a Rav in Toronto. So I spoke to him about this topic a number of times. And he told me this many, many decades ago, many years ago. So he indicated to me, Rav Nachum Rabinovitz, that his main panasa came. He was a professor of mathematics at the University of Toronto. I think I told the story here, if I'm not mistaken. Aaron Frankel, Zechen Levracha. You probably know Ralph Frankel, no? You don't know him? Yeah, maybe he's older than you. He learned in the Gush. So he's a son of Aaron Frankel. Aaron Frankel was a survivor of the Shoah. Wow, how he emerged from that, another Pasha. And he fell in love with Nachum Rabinovitz in the Yom Kippur War. He was the Rav in the Clinton Park School in Toronto. And Nachum Rabinovitz, on Shabbos, made an appeal for the State of Israel. They needed money during that period of time. And you were here at that time, or you weren't? Anyway, so he made an appeal. And a very impassioned appeal. If you know Nachum Rabinovitz, he was a goyim. Adam Goldemeyer, math professor, but very, very much like Avraham Lichtenstein, very intellectual, and so he made an appeal. I wasn't there, but he made an appeal, and a very impassioned appeal for him. And after the appeal is over, about a half hour, he expected that there's going to be droves of money coming in. Ve'en kol, ve'en kosher. That's what he told me. V'zeh loshen. Ve'en kol, ve'en kosher. No one responded. He was beside himself. He was dumbfounded. How's it possible? A kehila like Clanton Park, you probably know some of the people that there, a whole fair number of English people there as well. They shouldn't respond to a crisis in the State of Israel? He waited 10 minutes. There was quiet, he told me. Quiet for 10 minutes. Ain't called, ain't kosher. People looking at him, he's looking at them. On the spot, he donated his entire salary of the shul to the State of Israel. On the spot. Okay, the pundits and the skeptics and the scoffers, what kind of salary did he make? 8% not sure. Let's say he made $50,000 Canadian. The Canadian dollar then was on par with the American dollar. He gave his entire salary to the State of Israel.
Anybody follow suit?
Well, I'm about to respond. The next 15 minutes, the shul raised $5 million for the State of Israel. We're talking about Hofstadters. We're talking about a shul with people of, shall we say, means. That's where the shul is. $5 million for the State of Israel. And the one who actually was responsible for this, in many respects, he became the individual who was supportive of many items in the State of Israel. Was only one person who actually donated, but he did it privately because he saw no one donated. He was embarrassed. That's Aaron Frankel. And a huge sum of money donated. He then fell in love with the Rav and built the yeshiva Malei Adumim. He raised for the yeshiva millions of dollars in Toronto and elsewhere because he fell in love with this Rav who understood, had a sense of values, a sense of proportions and balance in terms of where money should go, where people should spend their money, and the like. So, as I said, this is an issue which is an ongoing issue. And the Aruch HaShulchan here talks about a kehila is not happy that the Rav should be a professor of mathematics. They want him to be devoted to the shul. So he writes, they should pay him. They should pay him properly. And they have the right to do so. They have the right to pay him. And it's not a violation of all these Gemaras and all these Rambams and all the, that's what we've seen actually.
Let's use the phrase the
So that's what's discussed among the Poskim that I mentioned at the very beginning of the shiur. It's a big machogas, Abraham Kotler, Moshe Feinstein. What are we talking about? Is it a poyo? Avrechen, let's talk about Avrechen.
The phrase
isn't that amazing? They don't use that phrase. Why should that phrase not be used? It would seem to be appropriate. That's what he said. You don't see the classic poskim using it over here. I'm using the classic poskim. But the machlokes is really whether it's considered to be a din tzedakah, or you call it naschar batala, or it's a poyel. Basically, it's a poyel who could, as you're saying, could do other things. There are many rabbanim who are very capable. They have other talents, and yet they're devoting their lives to teaching Torah, and rabbanim, dayanim, we need all these people. And today, the nature of the situation is such that there's no question that we must support all these institutions, otherwise what the Kesavisha says is correct. And with the Shach called La Locha, HaTorah tishtakech. The Torah will be forgotten. We're not in the position of the Rambam, who was a genius beyond genius, to go and somehow do what he did. You know, I'm very close here with Rabbi Kastner, Pinchas Kastner, who writes on the Ababanel. Just translated the Ababanel's Haggadah. In English, he writes extensively on the Ababanel. So I read the entire life story of the Ababanel. I read two biographies, one in Hebrew, one in English. This is a man, the finance minister of Portugal, finance minister of Spain, then of Italy. I imagine these are full-time jobs. Maybe I'm mistaken. I would imagine. Full-time plus. You know, the man produced. So these are geniuses. I don't think we can operate with that kind of focus. We're living in a different zeitgeist, a different time, a different era. I think we should support yeshivas. We should support Talmidei Chachamim. Do so in a proper kind of way. But of course, we also should, they should have accountability. They should be doing that which they should be doing. So the models I have in front of me, maybe are not the right models. I have Avraham Lichtenstein in front of me, right in front of me, literally 24/7. And I have other such models, Avisu Malpert, and Rav Kanatovsky, and Rav Soloveitchik, and Avraham Soloveitchik. These were extraordinary people. They were astounding. And I'm not sure that the Dor today has these models. What I really mean to say is the Dor does not have these models. But whatever the case is, that's why we're in the situation that we're in, and with all the, shall we say, elements that leave a lot to be desired, which I don't want to itemize here since I'm being recorded. There's a lot to say about this entire enterprise, what's going on here, and a lot of unfortunate elements that really should not be in an ideal kind of world. Yeah, I have to run. I have to go. I want to be Menachem Avil in Ashkelon, Brooklyn's family.
He was these who would come into town and hustle in, and then it convinced the average populace of who not Talmidei Chachamim that they will have a Kodat Torah, and they would exploit that. Doesn't that sound that way to you from the Rambam?
No question about it.
And that's what's really setting him off.
Okay.
Question is, what's the influence on halacha lemaisa from that? But like you said, he doesn't say outright awesome.
I don't know if you've heard about today's New York Times. Major article about.
To make it quick.
Yeah. Hasidic schools in New York City.
Who are?
Making hundreds of millions of dollars by fabricating the disabilities and whatnot and getting
that's
money.
That's exactly Sheker.
And the New York Times, the Pursum.
Gavon.